This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The firm of Harris and Meringue. Not ambulance chasing, but plenty of rides in one.
From the hips down, man, it's a disaster.
The firm. Patrick Harris.
And someone crashed their car on the I-5 bridge.
Danny Meringue.
I've had some bad runs.
On the Fan Sports Network. 105.1 and 1080. The Fan.
All right, hour number deuce. Thanks for hanging out with us. If you missed any of the first hour, including Tyson Alger and us talking about the Oregon Ducks, you can download that, The Fan Podcast, at 1051thefan.com, the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcast. You can also go back and see previous shows on the YouTube, youtube.com/1051thefan. If you missed Lucy Birch, the Queen of Dongs, on the boys this morning, or if you want to catch some club from primetime last night, you can check that out on youtube.com/1051thefan.
Makes me very uncomfortable.
What? Queen of the Dongs? Hey, it's her name, not mine.
She leans into it.
Leans into it. Coming up this hour, we'll talk a little RSNs and maybe the most efficient player in the NBA, along with Web Gems. But we'll put a little bow on the Oregon Ducks for the day. I might chat a little bit, I guess, when we come back around to more college football playoff thoughts in the big nooner. But Oregon against Iowa, it's so funny. I mentioned this to Tyson, and I wrote it on our show sheet. Is this a trap game for Oregon? The answer is absolutely not. This is a real deal Holyfield-type battle going on this
weekend. I have yet to run into a Duck fan who's feeling real good about this weekend.
I know. Even the people that tend to be more positive, I would say our co-host, our co-worker Andy Johnson, is usually a positive Duck, but a realist.
But he was very
much shaking in his boots.
He was like, nope, don't like this. Not at all.
The brand man gave me very monotone, non-emotional answers.
Uh-huh. Non-committal.
Going to be a big game this weekend.
Yep.
Going to be tough. You know, Iowa's a tough team. And I was like,
you can read under the lines a little bit. Yeah,
you can
feel it, because it's not just that it's where Oregon's at, it's where Iowa's at and where the game's being played at and the weather that's involved.
Without a doubt. I thought you nailed a question with Tyson in the sense of Oregon does sometimes struggle to play a game if they can't play it the way they want to play it. But nobody wants to play the game the way Iowa wants to play it.
No. Nobody wants to play that way. And to be fair, it's a difficult way to play. It's a different, like,
why Kirk Ferentz has been there for a billion
years.
Honestly,
it's very similar to what we have going on with the Trailblazers. Nobody wants to play against that. Mm-hmm. It's not fun to have five dudes taking turns picking you up at 85 feet. It's exhausting. It's tiring. It's like, I don't want to deal with this.
You're also in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
And it's going to be
Portland or Iowa. Like, you're in outposts. Mm-hmm. Like, and also, when you're playing Iowa this weekend, it's going to be 30 freaking degrees.
Dude, if it snows, that'd be so awesome.
Look, I heard him talk about this morning, wintry mix. Wintry mix is on the radar. It's that slushy snow, rain. Look, that. And when you're just sitting there with these eight-minute drives of just hammering. Don't get me wrong, as a watcher of football, it's fun.
Oh, it's fascinating.
But it ain't fun to get down with, you know, if you're on the field, you know what I mean? Like, you're going to feel that after the game when your body is cold and achy and beat to hell.
I do think there is a benefit to this in the Oregon Ducks. And I'll say it in this sense. I said this coming out of this game, and I might have been a little bit on an island on myself. I thought Wisconsin had a very, very good game plan coming into the Oregon game. I think they got out-athleted in the end. I think they got out-coached in the end, and I think the elements eventually weared on them. But I thought Wisconsin came into that game a little bit like Iowa does. And Wisconsin in general over the years, maybe not in the in the current administration, has had a lot of Iowa kind of tendencies. Big offensive line, big D-line, run the ball, et cetera, et cetera. So Oregon kind of had a test of this a little bit. Look, Wisconsin against Oregon might have been Wisconsin's best first half all year. And you've seen that in the crappy weather. Yeah, you're in the confines of your own home, but you've seen teams come in and try to punch you in the mouth that don't have the athletes you do. Oregon has the better athletes than Iowa. But Iowa's scheme, to your point, is that can that not be a benefit for Oregon that they've already had one of these on their schedule a little bit?
Yeah, but
or
it's
is
on,
Iowa
it's
different?
On steroids.
Okay.
It's on steroids, and it's in Iowa where the weather is going to be – it's going to be – as bad as the weather was at Autzen last week or 2 weeks ago, this is going to be different weather. It's not going to be as wet as far as, like, the amount of rain, but it's going to be a lot colder. And Iowa
It says the daytime high is about 48 degrees.
Yes, oh, okay. But as soon as the sun goes down, which is basically halftime, it's supposed to drop to 30.
It's not, no, it kicks at 12:30, man.
Here.
Oh, duh.
Yeah.
So they're either,
Eastern? They're Eastern. They're okay. The sun's
literally
going down.
Called Wyoming.
Yeah, the sun's going down at halftime. Mm. So, and that temperature
is
going
to say wind at 10 to 20 miles an hour.
Yeah, and so it's going to be just crap tack.
That's Pullman, Washington weather, man, yeah. If I ever heard it in my life. I do think the Davison situation, the running the football,
Will they fully lean on it? That's the question. Will they fully lean on it?
I think they have to, which is going to lead me to, I think my number one eyeballs on this game are going to be on Dante Moore.
Mm-hmm.
And for
when they ask him to make the play action play?
Yeah, I think the run game is going to establish itself. It's going to be ugly.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to take a little bit. Davison or Lenore or somebody, whoever's mm-hmm. going to get the rock in this situation, might have an explosive play for like 30 yards in the first half, and you might not see one to the house until the second half. My question is, Dante, is when what you just said, when they ask him to open it up and take a shot, how does that look?
By the way, Iowa City Central Standard Time.
Central?
Central,
okay.
Time zone.
So 2:30 start.
Next state over Eastern. My
bad. Oh, and it is daylight savings, so it does get darker sooner.
2:30 to 6.
Yeah.
Basically over there.
So, and the sun will go down there probably around 4:30-ish. Yeah. So about halftime. Yeah, right around there.
But to my point, they already kind of dealt with some of these crappy conditions against Wisconsin. Again,
sure.
You're at your home. You're kind of, it's not as cold.
You're in your own beds before. You're
totally,
much more comfortable.
Totally. But I do think it is a nice preview of what you're going to have. Because I'll say it again, man. I thought Wisconsin played really well in the mm-hmm. first half. I really did. And Oregon weathered that storm, pun intended. And came out with a victory. And I personally kind of see this game going that way. I think it's going to be tight. I like Oregon's players on offense a little better than Iowa's because I like Oregon's defense more than I like their offense.
We aren't making picks yet, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to take Iowa.
To cover.
I think Iowa's going to do it. I think Iowa's going to win.
Ooh, baby. I haven't decided where I feel.
I've been building towards this and not sure where I was going to fall. And this isn't a shot at Oregon. This is just Iowa gets one of these every year.
It sounds to me like you're giving Iowa respect. I don't think you're taking a
shot
at Oregon.
Yeah, that's more what it is. It's like, and I haven't seen Oregon play outside of their style and be comfortable. And nobody plays Iowa football.
No.
Nobody plays that. Like, everybody talks, oh, that's Big Ten football. It's like, yeah, but nobody really does that anymore. Not like they do, at least.
Not like they do. I mean, Ohio State's defense, Ohio State kind of this year is playing like Iowa, if you ask me, because their offense has been pretty meh, in my opinion, although the metrics look good on it. You know, I don't want to sound like John Madden or Yogi Berra and stating the obvious, you know, but mm-hmm. it's Oregon's offense versus Iowa's defense. And Iowa's offense versus Oregon's defense. And of all four of those departments, I'm going to take Oregon's defense. I don't know what I'm going to take. I'll wait till Friday to make a choice on this game. But if I'm leaning somewhere right now on hump day here, I lean Oregon's defense will get them by. But Tyson nailed it, dude. Dante cannot turn this ball over. Running backs cannot turn this ball over.
I have the same feeling about this game.
It'll only take one. Yep. It's not two.
No.
It's not like, oh, Dante threw a pick and that's fine, but and Davison has a fumble and that's why we lost. No, if you lose one, you're in trouble.
I feel about this game the same way I felt about the Indiana game. Like, leading up to that game, remember I told you, I'm like, I'm not really sure. I think I'm going to take...
You love Indiana,
I do love Indiana, and I love them coming into the season. I think it was Thursday, I was like, I'm going with Indiana. I just have the same kind of feeling where I think styles make fights.
Totally.
And I just don't know if I trust Oregon to be in the corner with Iowa the entire game and come out with the win. Maybe I'm wrong, but I just, that's where I'm ending up.
I'll tell you what, if Oregon plays Iowa football and wins this game,
it'll be a hell of a win.
I am going to change my perception on Oregon will change.
Yes, yeah. I will 100% be there with you.
And I think they're great. I think they're really, really good. Mm-hmm. I think they're really, really talented. I think we have to remember we walked into this season with a giant question mark. Mm-hmm. Don't know quarterback.
Yeah.
Who's going to run
the
football?
We're right back where we were.
Brand new offensive line.
We got kind
line.
Of excited because yep. Penn State win and some crazy numbers against some really bad teams.
You get low because of the loss to Indiana.
And then the Wisconsin game.
And we're back to, I don't know what this team
and
is.
It's like, this is crazy. We're what week 10?
Mm-hmm.
Week 10, and we're still like, they're good, but how good?
Right.
But also, that's not an Oregon-specific thing. That's about damn near every team in the country.
How good is this guy? Let me tell you how good this guy is. He might be the most efficient player to ever play basketball. You want to talk some hoops?
Let's do that.
Some NBA hoops?
Fine.
Thunder are in town tonight. Do they have the most efficient guy you ever seen play basketball? No, it's not my boy, Chet Holmgren. We'll talk a little SGA next. 105.1 The Fan.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. at DSW Stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All right, your Portland Trail Blazers are hosting the reigning champions in the Oklahoma City Thunder tonight at Zamoda Center. Danny will be there in attendance. You can meet the great Danny Morang. He loves it when you talk to him during the game.
Yeah, no, hard pass. Hard pass on that.
But the, you know, the Oklahoma City Thunder come into town, and we talked about this a little bit yesterday, of the Blazers having four games in a row of teams off the back-to-back. I have a strong feeling that there won't be some load management tonight for the Thunder.
So I mentioned this the other day, there are two prevailing theories around the NBA right now, is that the Thunder are either going to be a team that tries to chase 74 wins, or they're going to realize what it takes to win 16 games in the playoffs, and they're going to start resting guys.
Yeah. It's also early. They might change their approach later on in the year.
And especially with a guy like Chet, because he has had
size,
he has had injuries already, particularly lower body injuries at his size. You just want to be careful with that. But it is going to be interesting to see what they do. It's early. It's, you know, teams have played 7-8 games or 6-8 games in that range. And the Thunder, as if you run Tankathon, blanking on the name there, sorry. Right now, the Thunder have two top 14 picks because of the picks they control. There's a little bit of breaking news earlier. Utah Jazz starting center Walker Kessler is out for the season after shoulder surgery. Whoops. And the Thunder have the Jazz pick.
And that could be real nice again.
Oops.
Can you imagine your first round pick for 2 years is Ace Bailey?
That's tough.
Isn't that tough? Isn't the guy nobody wanted?
I mean, it's not because of talent. I mean, that's
no, it's not
the
that
other
at all.
Stuff around it.
I bring this up because last night Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, the reigning MVP and NBA Finals MVP, he only played 29 minutes last night. 30 points, 12 assists, 8 of 9 from the free throw line. Not as much of a merchant as he usually can be. Mm-hmm. But that is an extremely efficient game in less than 30 minutes. And that's kind of why I wonder if he, as boring as his game, quote unquote, might be, as some of you out there think, he is trending in territory of the most efficient guy I've ever seen. You can play 30 less than 30 minutes, have that kind of impact on the game. I know it's tough because it's the Clippers and you never know who they're going to play, but let's pretend that this Clippers team they put out there is a bad team. If you can do that, and in theory, quote unquote, the Blazers are a bad team, you can play back-to-backs and rack up a lot of wins without putting out a lot of effort.
So looking at it right now, I'm just sorting among players that have a usage rate higher than 18%. And it'll obviously factor in guys who have usage rates like Luka and Harden, who are, I mean, Luka's at 40, almost 42%, which would shatter the NBA record.
Yes.
But I wanted to just kind of capture just some guys in there. Shai is, 2, 4, 6, 8th. Eighth in the league in points per shot attempt, 131.2, so 131 points if you take it out over 100 possessions, which is would put him in the 90th percentile for guards, which is really good. He is in the 97th percentile in usage rate. It's the 37.3%, but Luka reigns supreme right now. Luka's averaging 136.7 shots per shot attempt while being the league leader in usage rate.
But I will also ask this question. What are his minutes compared to Shai? What are his shot attempts to Shai? That's what I'm saying. It's not about being prolific scoring. I know that's Luka.
Well, that's not just that, but it's this points per shot attempt is efficiency.
I follow that. But if Luka's playing more minutes, he is naturally going to take more shots, which still gives him more. I'm saying because he's playing less minutes, less wear and tear on his body, less, in theory, the need to carry the team, does that not give him a little bit of an upper hand?
Well, on the season, again, we've only played 8 games for the Thunder. SGA is averaging 35.1 minutes per game. That's a big number. Luka is averaging 38.2 in 4 games, and he is being rested because he is dealing with some injuries and some ailments. But
and he's completely changed his body over the course of the last 5 months.
But you're also talking about two of the highest usage rate. Like, 35.1 would be the most minutes that SGA had played in his career.
Mm-hmm.
this year.
This year.
So right now. So last year's at 34.2. Year before that, 30. I'm sorry. There's a 35.3 in there. 35.3 in 22-23 where he appeared in 68 games. So there's a little bit more with Luka there as far as the minutes and the shot attempts. Mm-hmm. But also look at the Lakers roster versus the Thunder roster.
That's exactly where I was going to go. I mean, the Lakers, you know, I sit here and bag on J.J. Redick a lot. But
he's a great coach.
He's coaching his patoot off down there, but that is the difference. And I wonder, you know, that's probably where my stats get a little bloated, is because top to bottom, I mean, when you can bring Jay Will off the bench in Oklahoma City, that's kind of nice.
I mean, they have
Jay Dub off the bench is kind
of
nice.
They have a lot of dudes on that team. I mean, they've got Cason Wallace, they've got Lu Dort, they've got Caruso, they've got SGA, they've got Jay Will, they've got Chet, they've got SGA. Like, you just kind of go down the list and you're like, damn.
Isaiah Joe had 22 last
year. Joe, Wiggins, like, you just look at it and you're like, and Topic was supposed to be a factor for them this year. He was looking really good for them early on, as far as a guy that maybe could be a, you know, an off-night contributor kind of deal, mm-hmm. when they're blowing a team out. And he pops up after tearing his knee going into last year. He has testicular cancer now. And it's like, good God, dude. Maybe you don't need all these trials right now, but... Yeah, no, I mean, this Thunder team is a complete and utter wagon. And the Blazers are 4.5-point dogs, and I was like, yeah, no, I'm not touching that.
One positive on this Blazer matchup, though, tonight, different players, different styles, of course. But could I make the argument that Portland's trying to build a team like Oklahoma City?
Yes, they are.
Balanced, defensive.
Very deep.
They just don't have a guy that makes 30 points in 29 minutes, but outside of that, everyone just kind of contributes.
Yeah. That's I mean, you're kind of hoping that Shaden becomes your off-brand Jay Will, if you will,
mm-hmm.
of like a guy who's capable of scoring 30 in a night, but gives you 20.
But doesn't need to.
Yeah. And I think that's kind of what they're trying to do.
That embarrassment of riches is nice.
It's a really nice place to be. And like I just said, they have two lottery picks as it pertains right now.
You mentioned it. 4.5, you're like, meh, on the betting line. Don't love that. What would make you love a Blazer loss tonight? Like, just seeing what we're looking for in every game these days.
You cover that. I mean,
yeah. How Tiago and his rotation? Because coming out of the Laker game, you know, a lot of us weren't very happy, myself included.
What bothered you?
Just what's the best way to put it? I guess I walked into an unknown due to injuries and kind of not sure the route he would go. Can we see a big lineup? Can we see a small, you know, I think I wanted to see a big lineup and I saw more smaller lineups, and that could just be matchup. I don't know. This team is confusing now with injuries.
It is. And I think that's what they're going to try to figure out. And I think that's one of Tiago's kind of first tasks. We thought it might be, you know, what do you do with Shaden and how do you get him involved? And then, you know, the injury has kind of limited him. They're trying to protect him in that regard. So that's been kind of pushed to the side. But because of other injuries to Blake Wesley and to Matisse Thybulle and Scoot Henderson already out and Dame out for the year,
mm-hmm.
now you're having to get more creative. Caleb Love's playing and Ryan Rupert's playing, and you're trying to figure out who can Chris Murray take some more minutes here. The return of Robert Williams III and how many minutes he can play and how integrated he is, because he is a guy that wasn't playing with them like on like full fives, full run during training camp because he's still doing his ramp up. So he's trying to get his wind, but also his understanding with where he works within the defense and where he works within the offense. So there's all these different things that are all going on at the same time while the Blazers are building this identity on both sides of the floor.
They got me all wet.
So it's going to be interesting to kind of see how they navigate that. And I said, following the game against the Lakers, the question Joe Simons asked me was, was that game an aberration from intensity, effort, focus, all those kind of things?
You might get the answer tonight.
Well, the good news is, if you're a Blazers fan,
at least the short-term answer.
Yeah, OKC, I guess the one thing you have going for you is they are coming off a back-to-back,
mm-hmm.
so you do have that, but they have the depth to kind of counter that, and if you aren't up to snuff offensively, they can put you away real quick.
And I can also use the back-to-back on the flip side, that if you win, it's like, wow, they were on a back-to-back.
Yeah.
God, I hate back-to-backs.
Yep. Welcome to it.
I just hate the narrative around it.
You can tell when guys have tired legs. You shouldn't have tired legs this early. If we're talking about back-to-back in March.
Right.
Yeah. Or better yet, back-to-back in late January when you haven't hit All-Star break and had a chance to recharge.
Yeah.
That's where you go, yeah, that's back-to-back that you don't like.
Well, the game is tonight in Portland, so if you don't got a ticket, check that out on TV. Get your free antennas out or your Blazer Vision, however you want to do it, or hit it up on the League Pass. When we come back, let's stick in the NBA a little bit, but more in a conversation about the NBA versus Major League Baseball. I found some numbers on RSN numbers, and I'm curious why this league doesn't get more credit. We'll go there next, but first, the Kahuna with sports.
That's that Hawaiian burger joint.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
WebGems coming up next in about 15 minutes. Everybody's favorite. 503-864-6326 is the fan text line. Also the YouTube chat. The YouTube chat. Y'all love your Blazers. I'll tell you that.
I've been trying
Blazers.
To tell you this.
You say that like I don't believe you.
Because you're shocked every time.
No.
You are.
No, I'm not.
You are.
An interesting thing I came across that, you know, it plays a little near and dear to my heart, obviously, but I wanted to check with you, Danny, as these kind of live in both our kitchens separately. A side note, the top markets for the entire 2025 World Series, Portland, Oregon. Number 7.
Oh.
7th most watched market in America.
Not surprising. Number 1, there's a lot of us LA transplants up here.
Fair.
Number 2, we love our baseball.
And we're trying to get a baseball team. You know what I don't see on this list? Salt Lake City?
No, don't see
Nashville,
Salt Lake.
Raleigh?
Well,
Montreal. Oh, they're not in America.
I mean, but also Nashville's getting a team.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Interesting. Los Angeles, number 1, duh. Number 2, San Diego. Mm-hmm. Number three, Seattle.
Were San Diego and Seattle hate watching?
I think Seattle was hate watching. Yeah, definitely. I mean, for sure, San Diego. But I think it goes to show just how powerful the Mariners were this year mm-hmm. to kind of increase the love of baseball. The next few cities, St. Louis. I mean, there are very few bigger baseball cities in this country than St. Louis. Milwaukee, Vegas, gambling.
Yep.
Portland, and then Buffalo, which is Toronto adjacent in America. Sacramento and Minneapolis. But I bring this up because there's some really interesting metrics going around when you compare baseball RSNs and NBA RSNs, mm-hmm. which are the exact opposite of their perception. This is going to be a little wordy, so bear with me here. Despite cord cutting, Major League Baseball still tends to be the number one primetime program of local markets mm-hmm. in their local TV market. 7% increase in 2023 and another 3% increase this year. Okay. A FanDuel Sports Network 9-team aggregate brought in an average of 1.5 million viewers every night of the week. The Phillies themselves averaged 325,000 local viewers mm-hmm. a game. That's pretty rad. By comparison, the local NBA ratings have dropped 13%. Let's switch over to nationally televised. NBA games, ABC, ESPN, TNT, mm-hmm. 1.53 million viewers across their partners, okay? Baseball, despite claiming that Sunday Night Baseball nobody watches, averaged 1.83 million viewers, mm-hmm. okay? Flip that over to the World Series, Game 7 of the World Series, 26 million, absolutely destroys NBA Finals Game 7 at 16 million, which I think more people should have watched Game 7 of the NBA Finals than that number really shows. But the reality is why does baseball get the focus of nobody's watching when what these numbers are telling me is that only college football and the NFL are watched more than this? Because the NBA, I don't think people say regionality in the NBA.
No, it's not. But all, and I think a big part of that is MLB knows what they are and NBA doesn't. The NBA tries to follow an NFL model and they've failed that miserably. They have marketed players and not teams while trying to follow that model, whereas MLB has marketed teams, not players, very much like the NFL, but kept it on a very regional standpoint. To give you guys perspective, when the Blazers are really, really rolling in this market, you will get anywhere from 150 to 200,000 people watching locally.
That's a great number. That's a great number.
That's in the Portland area. That's in the Portland TV market, which...
And what's that number again?
How many people? Yeah. Anywhere between 150 and 200,000. This is a regular season game, by the way.
Right. To go in comparison, the Phillies are 325 a game, and it's, you know, I mean...
Population-wise. But it's population-wise,
it's huge, but also that is a team that is consistently great. What I'm trying to argue is that number's not very far off.
For Portland?
In comparison.
Yes. No, yes.
If you threw some GDP numbers at it, I don't think that's very far off.
And in fact, let me pull up Philadelphia city or market size. Market size. Come on, laptop. Do. Philly's market size is do. Come on.
Philly's probably.
So it's just
top 10.
It's 4.3 million.
So their market size is probably what, 8, 9? Aren't they home of the Odyssey?
They're 6.
They're home of Odyssey.
Yes. So they are number 6. Portland is 24.
It bounces, like 22 to 26, somewhere in that
range. And it's 1.9. So yeah, it's double. So if you double 155 or 150 to
300, you're just shy.
You're in the same range. Mm-hmm. So, and that's on the low range. So they are comparable when you're talking about like how into it they are.
But why wouldn't NBA try to take a peek at this? Or do you think
because they're dumb?
Because they're just so built into what they've got and being stubborn?
Yes.
Because I hear you on the player versus team. And players are very much more recognizable in mm-hmm. basketball than they are in baseball. First of all, nobody's wearing a hat or a helmet at any time. They say this about the NFL. One of the harder things in the NFL
is the
to market players, specific players, because they don't have helmets on.
Yes.
And it takes to do Dayton Taylor Swift for everybody to know who he is.
Oh, there you go. That works, yeah.
Well, then what do we got to do to tell the NBA to pull their heads out of their ass and
get
make
a new commissioner?
Uh-oh.
I mean,
is this part of the building the case?
Yeah, I mean, yes. Yes, it is. And it's bothered me for a long time how the game is marketed. I literally just scrolled across. Did I say literally?
Literally, I think so.
Check
the tape and pull it.
But I literally just read something in the break from NBA Communications of Victor Wembanyama is the most watched player across socials with 276 million views. I don't care.
But Adam Silver says that's the only way people watch.
And it's like,
is that not proving his point?
But no, but why is it the only way people watch? Because if people are watching baseball without that.
Well, because...
Because you've trained your fans that that is all that matters.
Also, my RSN sucks.
Well, I'll tell you this. RSNs in baseball suck. They do.
Not all of them, but a lot of them do.
The staggering majority are not good.
The YES Network is pretty fine.
But that's a different beast. That's like the Longhorn Network. It's like, yeah, that one's fine, you know. Whatever.
But, you know, Bally and Diamond, like, that's an absolute disaster.
Yeah, I mean, they're all gone. Mm-hmm. They're all gone. I mean, Jeff and I worked for one. Yeah. And NBC Sports Northwest. Like,
I kind of miss NBC Sports Northwest.
Yeah.
What was cable the year? That was cable life for everybody.
Yes.
That was pre-streaming.
I literally just scrolled across. Literally.
Play it again.
It bothered me for a long time how the game is marketed. I literally just scrolled
God
across.
Dang it.
Yep. She's right.
Your hose, dude. Moral of the story is my sport's cooler than your sport. More eyeballs.
They just know what they are more.
Yeah. And... What's the word? Say the line, Bart.
Identity. They know who they are.
And that's huge. It is fascinating, though, from a larger standpoint, like just from a larger perception across sports fans, that nobody watches baseball. That's boring. I can't stand it on TV. I'll go to a game. They're great live.
Baseball fans are diehard.
Yet numbers are still there. That is true.
There's less casual baseball fans. There's a lot more casual NBA fans.
I do love this comment from Rufio on the YouTube. You know MLB is looking at the ratings by geographical demographics, hating that Portland is so high on that
list. I
don't
think they are.
I think we need a team here. I also think it's fascinating, too, that like the Phillies can pull in that much, and they've got all four major sports, you know, and an MLS team.
I mean,
they're all five.
And in Philly.
And I'm sure there's a NASCAR course not far from there.
I mean, Bristol's not that far away.
Right. And we just have our little old NBA team.
But no, it's, you know, Philadelphia is probably one of the most diehard, if not the most diehard sports city in the country. I don't really think that's up for debate. Do you?
No.
New York is probably getting mad about that, but it's
there's way more to do in New York. There's way more to do in LA. There's way more to do in Miami.
And also the World Series numbers, if you're out of your mind if you don't think that the Dodgers being in it has a massive, massive, massive part of that.
You know,
because people want and care about the Dodgers.
Sure, I think Dodgers-Seattle still would have been a really well-watched World Series by numbers, but, I mean, you add the country of Canada into it and all bets are off.
Yeah, but, I mean...
I mean, dude, Buffalo just hit a top 10 market in America by a Canadian team.
Yeah. So that's certainly, and again, I'm not downplaying that at all. I mean, ESPN was out here, you know, banging the drum about nobody wants to watch OKC Indiana because it's a small market. It's like, you're the broadcast partner,
yeah,
dog.
You guys are idiots.
What are you doing?
I loved that.
Meanwhile,
series.
If Talley doesn't tear his Achilles, we maybe have an epic game 7 and one of the biggest comebacks in NBA history.
Dude, that game made me love the NBA again.
It's
whole playoff run, actually.
It's all so dumb. It's all so dumb.
Dude, I got Pacers Knicks again.
In the East?
Yeah.
Oh, Pistons.
Oh, no, I meant last year.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's me as a kid.
Oh, yeah, no, for sure.
I'm back in the NBA.
This year, I'm like, Pistons. Cade Cunningham is a certified dude.
Dog.
Just a dude of dudes.
Yeah, dog. All right, when we come back, we'll slide over into Web Gems, and Tom's Braid's getting a lot of hate on this, and you know what? I'm not that far away from him. We'll get into Web Gems next. 105.1 The Fan.
Sometimes it's good.
Aw, I've interrupted happy time.
Sometimes it's bad.
Ow, son of a...
It's Web Gems.
What'd you do?
The firm of Harris and Marang on the Fan Sports Network. 105.1 and 1080 The Fan.
All right, this is Web Gems. Do it every single day at 10:45. Coming up in the big nooner, we'll get back to some college football playoff seedings and have a little discussion about how they value some teams, how they value some conferences, and also how they value television. I got some problems. I got some probs. Chat a little Ja Morant. Could we see him out of the league soon?
Ooh.
Extremes. And also a little college basketball as it gets underway. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long, starting at just $30 for your first year. That's like $250 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. I have Paramount Plus on right now. Although it's frozen.
It's currently frozen. Right
although it's currently
now.
Frozen because the Paramount Plus app is kind of dog.
Oh, I'm sure it's just an internet issue.
I'm sure it is.
During this Paramount Plus read.
But
that is sponsored and I have to send an air check for.
This WebGem story is
use tomorrow's.
This WebGem story comes to you by way of the NFL. And we were laughing a little bit about this in the break. The headline on this article for ESPN is ex-NFL star QB Brady. Do we really need that many words to let me know you're talking about Tom's Braids?
Just say Tom Brady.
Right?
We all know who Tom Brady is. Even if you're not football adjacent, you know he was married to Giselle.
I said this is not Joe Brady, the offensive coordinator. This is not Brady Quinn.
Or the Brady Bunch.
Yeah, it's not Peter Brady.
It's not Peter Brady. This is Tom's Brady.
Or Jan.
Jan Brady.
Marsha.
Marsha. Tom Brady helped invest into a company, Colossal. They use innovative genetic engineering and cloning with the goal to revive extinct species.
Is this the group that's working on the woolly mammoth?
I would think so. It doesn't say so in this article, but they did birth three dire wolf pups.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I remember that story.
Okay, in 2024. Tom's Braids is an investor in this, and he claims that his dog is a clone of his previous dog.
It's not the most recent Jurassic Park, but spoiler alert, there's a guy who clones his daughter after she dies and is raising her, and she's a little kid and doesn't know it. And I'm like, oh, that's not terrifying at all. Yikes, dog.
That's a couple movies ago, though, so you're okay. You're not in spoiler land.
Yeah, I know. I'm being sarcastic.
We were too busy trying to figure out how that we never asked ourselves.
Why?
Why?
Yes.
The Ian Malcolm line.
Life finds a way.
I am not going to hate on Tom's Braids for this. Look, I do not like dogs. It is known fact on this show, in my life, my friends, my family, everything. I love my dog. I love my dog. And now Tom can spend $17 million on cloning his dog. Mm-hmm. I cannot. But if I could clone this dog when she's old and it's time to go, in a heartbeat. If I could afford it, I would do it.
Yeah. But also, I feel bad for all the dogs that are out there that, you know, don't have homes, too.
Damn it, Daniel.
Yeah, see, I got you, didn't I?
Yeah, that was terrible, dude. Right? I feel awful right now.
I've got a rescue, Harris. What do you have?
I have a rescue, too. Okay. And I have a rescue cat as well.
I say this as I also have a puppy mill dog that cost an arm and a leg. So I'm both. But no, I'm being sarcastic. Look, man.
But that did make me feel bad.
Dude, those ASPCA commercials, Sarah McLaughlin music comes on. There's a dog that's eyeless.
Oh, I have to change it immediately.
I'm out.
I can't.
I just like, nope.
Yeah, no. Channel changed immediately.
You show me like a terrible story about human trafficking. I'm like, oh, it sucks. And I'm just watching. And you throw the beaten dog up. I'm like, oh, God, why?
One of my good buddies, we went to the Oregon State, Washington State game this last weekend. Mm-hmm. And our drive home, you know, just me and one of the boys and talking about whatever stuff. And he has decided he wants his new karaoke song. He asked me if I would help him. Mm. Now, he doesn't want me to sing it. He's not a good singer. Okay. He knows that I am a good singer. But he wants to sing Sarah McLachlan's, you know, song. The song with the sad animals. Yeah. And he wants me on a microphone in a duet as he's singing to read verbatim
the commercial.
Ooh. And then like walk to tables at the bar during karaoke.
With a hat out?
With like a hat out to collect donations. He thinks that bit would be amazing. And I'm not going to lie. He told me and it perked my ears up.
Look,
real quick.
In the right room?
I'm going to take ways to get kicked out of karaoke for $200, please, Alex.
But the next guy's going to sing R. Kelly.
Yeah.
Why is that shower so golden?
What's really funny about that is that happened when somebody got up there. I was at a friend's birthday party, dive bar, karaoke. Somebody sang a song, wasn't very good. Next guy up, I Believe I Can Fly.
Yeah.
I was like, Did pretty well.
Dude, I Believe I Can Fly used to be a go-to karaoke song for me. Mm. And then after, well, the things happened, a bunch of Portland places would have signs at their KJ booth that said, "We do not do R. Kelly songs."
Really?
Oh, yeah. So, oh, yeah.
Super woke, huh?
And some people were like, if you request an R. Kelly song, you will be at the bottom of the list and you will not advance.
Do they do the same thing with Michael Jackson?
Yeah, I was gonna say.
They do not.
Mm. Mm. Look, I know that I...
And trust me, I'm not standing up for R. Kelly
I know,
here.
I know.
Look.
Would they do the same for Diddy? I don't know.
Well, yeah.
Kanye?
Here's the thing. Look,
I mean, Kanye is a pretty rough character these
days.
Nazi!
I have said this...
Literally.
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 I have said this 100%. Many times. I know it makes me... You can think about me whatever you want. If you're doing music after we knew, that's a problem. Kanye's first three albums, they're fine.
They're not fine. They're bangers.
They're some of the best things you've ever heard. Bangers. Michael Jackson, everything is good.
Everything is good.
Like, look, in the summertime, you're going to catch me playing the Michael Jackson playlist. It's going to happen.
Look, and I'll tell you, there's a reason why you don't catch any Michael Jackson tunes in my music bump back rotator.
I'm not allowed to play Michael Jackson at my house.
Yeah.
Although my kids love him.
Well, he is the king of pop. Look, man, I can't. I call me a monster. I can separate the artist.
You're a monster.
It is what it is. Now, am I biased and picky and choosy that there will never be any P. Diddy? Absolutely. But also, I think he sucks.
He produced a lot of beats in the 90s that are near and dear to my heart.
Production? Fine. But Diddy songs? Nah, I don't want them.
I did love the Bad Boy for Life song.
Hated it.
And the music video. They were on the big trikes.
But look, man, I was never an East Coast hip-hop guy outside of Nas and Jay-Z. So.
Dude, West Coast for Life.
Yeah, West Coast and the South. Fuji, chop it up, baby.
Fugees, Wu-Tang, and then West Coast for
That's
Life.
That's true. It's Wu-Tang, too.
Fugees, West Coast. Yeah. Talking about some people that aren't good people. The Fugees.
Yeah, well, yeah. The next time Lauryn Hill shows up for a concert on time, it'll be the first.
First in a long time. I do want to give Zach a shout out here on the YouTube chat. Dire Wolf, quote unquote, they're as close to that as you are as a descendant of Jesus. That's a big nope.
Yeah, well, still a big dog.
Still a big dog.
Can I pet that dog?
I know, but you also got to think about it. It's almost like a time traveler thing. Like if you move a chair, how it just completely messes up the timeline.
Mm.
Like my dog is a rescue dog.
Mm-hmm.
Is my dog as great as she is because she had to endure some terrible things in her life? I don't know.
Could be.
If she doesn't go through that, does she become an absolute pain? Mm-hmm. And then I'm pissed off that I have a $5 million dog that I hate.
It's spoil as hell.
Yeah.
You know what? You know, my Tanner's the rescue. He has some triggers around some things, that's for sure. But Dallas is daddy's little girl, and she's a pampered little princess, and she's a little yapper. Yeah. So,
God, that sounds terrible. Yeah. That's everything I don't want in a dog.
Well,
not gonna lie,
they get super excited when I get home, and they do the little yap. But other than that, they don't yap too much. So,
side note: am I watching Club Bruges, Barcelona, Man City, Dortmund?
What are we doing here?
Or Newcastle Athletic?
God, no! Stop it!
All right, we'll go to commercial break so I can figure this out. Dude, this is the start of my weekend, man.
Real quick,
this game is the start of my weekend.
Mm.
Real quick here, from Brandon on the YouTubes. The only good thing Diddy ever did was his role in Get Him to the Greek, but that role basically ended up being the real Diddy.
I've never seen the movie.
Honestly, really? It's Jonah Hill, Russell Brand.
It's a bunch of cringe.
It is.
Oh,
but
God, that's not a movie I want to watch.
There are some parts in that made me laugh out of my chair.
I think it's a funny, entertaining movie.
Is it Rub the Fuzzy Wall, Furry Wall?
Something like that, yeah. But just now going back and being like, oh, God, Diddy and Russell Brand?
Yep.
Yeah.
100%. But I did not think I would like that at all, and I saw it, and it is a sleeper, very funny movie. So...
All right, we got the big nooner coming up. Stick with us. We'll get into some college football playoff rankings. We'll talk a little hoops and a little college hoops as well. Fun final hour. Stick with us. That's Danny. I'm Patrick, 105.1 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.